Coach's Insight programs continue here on at KARE 93.7. Now an opportunity to talk about Jefferson County North. Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance are sponsors for the Chargers Coach's Insight programs. And we'll start here with the JCN girls basketball team and head coach Steve Knoll. Coach, let's dive into it. You've had a little bit of time off. You had a game that was moved around due to some sickness at Horton, so you've had a little bit of time, supposed to play last Friday, but unavailable to do so. Last Tuesday, though, you guys played Morehill Mounts Academy. Ravens were able to get that win 42-28, two games in, a 1-1 record. You know, what's the early assessment with where your team is at and what you've seen here early on?
Well, early on, we just needed to get everybody to practice, and I think finally after our 19th practice, so it was 2 days ago, we had all 11 girls at practice for the first time, so hopefully that's a good sign. We've had injuries, we've had sickness, everything kind of added up, so when we played Morehill, we weren't able to play a JV game that night either, so we were a little shorthanded and wasn't sure how shorthanded we would be if we were to play on Friday against Horton. So, but going back to that Morehill game, I didn't think we played terrible in the first half. We just kind of didn't capitalize when we needed to a few times, and we ended up fouling them right before half, and they hit two free throws, take a two-point lead, and then the whole second half, we just could not get on the same page, and it was just, we just couldn't get anything to execute and run anything the way we wanted to. And Morehill was able to do exactly what they wanted to. So not a way that we wanted to have a week and a half off between games, but hopefully we learn some stuff from it and come back tomorrow night ready to go.
Well, now you get, after not playing last Friday and having now what, as you said, a week and a half or so of practices, just getting the full complement of players back after a few weeks, which is obviously a positive, but now you get that week and change off, and now you go back-to-back this week as you get tonight a home game against Troy, and then tomorrow have to travel in league play to Oskaloosa prior to the holiday break. So talk about that kind of transition from having roughly a week and a half off and then going straight into back-to-back.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, you know, especially coming off of the sicknesses and stuff that we've had. You know, playing two nights in a row is really going to take its toll, but yeah, we got to come out and play in the league and even out of the league. Troy is a pretty good team. We're going to have the size on Troy, but they're going to have probably depth and quickness on us. They've got some good outside shooters, and they will pressure the ball a little bit. Derek does a great job with them. So, you know, the whole thing is we want to make sure we're fresh both nights. So hopefully we can get enough people in and keep us rested and ready to go both days.
Yeah, and you mentioned a little bit about Troy, a little more guard heavy. They play a little bit deep and got some quickness to them. What about this Oski team on Friday? What's kind of the expectations from them, and what do you see from them early on? They're coming off a win over McLouth on Tuesday, but what's the early assessment with Oski?
You know, they've got some size, so it's not a team that we're going to have a whole lot of size difference on. And they've, you know, just watching them play, they've really improved over the last year. They've got a lot of young girls coming up, too, that are helping out. So, you know, it's one of those things that I think just any night in our league, any team could get about anybody else. So, you know, coming off of a game the night before with Troy, we're going to have to really be focused and ready to go when we go to Oski on Friday.
Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us after not playing this past Friday. They've had some extra time off, but they'll go back-to-back tonight. They will be at home against Troy, and then tomorrow on the road at Oskaloosa to wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in these next couple of games, and enjoy the holidays over the next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you here after the break.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon.